I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's the situation we're in. We are in the middle of a shift and a change in the world, the likes of which we have never seen.
Welcome to Brandwidth On Demand, your guide to rebooting radio.
And I think one of the black holes that a lot of people in radio are jumping into is this longing for a memory of the good old days, which are gone and the door is closed and we must move forward. There's what's right, what's wrong, and then there's what is. You will never go right looking back and saying, I wish things were the way they used to be.
Brandwidth On Demand, rebooting radio with a different take on all radio can be. Now your guides through the mediamorphosis, David Martin, and author of the book Brandwidth, Media Branding Coach, Kipper McGee.
Valerie Geller is president of Geller Media International, a broadcast consulting firm which trains broadcasters all over the world. She's worked with top stations and personalities at more than 500 stations in 27 countries, including clients like the BBC, NPR, CBS Radio, and so many more. Also the author of three books about radio. We have links to those in the show notes. Her latest, Beyond Powerful Radio, is about to be released by Audible. Yay! Brandwidth On Demand is proud to welcome back former major market radio PD, author, speaker, and consultant to the stars, Valerie Geller.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, Valerie, it's always great to have you join us, so thank you. Now, thinking about some of the best practices that you set forth in creating powerful radio, can you give us an example of a station or maybe stations that have done really, really well during the pandemic? And importantly, what did they do right?
I'm actually in Los Angeles, and one of the most amazing stations, and it's, of course, almost doubled in its ratings over the past couple of years, is K-Earth 101 in Los Angeles. And one of the reasons why they're doing a good job is that they are very, very local. So if you listen to Gary Bryan's morning show, he is of the blood of the people who are living here. So it's holding up a mirror, really reflecting what's going on. And I think part of powerful radio is really based on three tenets: tell the truth, make it matter, and never be boring. And part of making it matter is, how is it relevant? How do you care about it? How can you make a listener care about it? And if you're holding up a mirror and going through the same things the audience is going through, the same dark night of the soul that this past period of time has presented most people with, and you have a host of a show who's right in there with you and they're reflecting it, I think the Wave, in the middle of Black Lives Matter, Pat Prescott, who is the morning drive host on The Wave, she's an African-American woman, an amazing person. She's been a teacher. She opened up on a music station. She opened up the phone lines and took calls. I mean, I think it's that kind of stuff that sets radio stations apart. Now, I know what's happening in our industry with consolidation and centralized programming rather than local. I still believe that it's about not being boring. So I never get into that local versus national, you know, syndication versus local. But I think it has to matter. And as long as you're holding up a mirror, reflecting the lives of the listeners, and you're entertaining, informing, inspiring, persuading, and you're just good company for audiences, you'll make it. I think it's very easy to point at what stations are doing wrong. I think what is wrong is to ignore what's going on. Okay, it's wrong to cut news and information staffs. And I also think it's wrong to have 12 minutes of commercials when it's so easy to get the information, the news, and the personalities elsewhere without, you know, bypass radio. So I think in radio, we have to be very sensitive to, we're in a fight for our lives to keep our audiences. And if we want to do that, we cannot bore them and by hawking product at them for half the show. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
You bet, Valerie. Would you give us a couple of steps that stations should take as we get prepared to re-enter some kind of new world with our audiences?
Well, one of the things that I thought was really fantastic, there's a group of stations in Hawaii, and they were the first one to do it, and then other groups picked up on it. But actually, during COVID, when all the businesses shut down and you couldn't go out, what they did was they offered free time for small local businesses to talk about their stories, who they were, how their businesses got started, what they did, what the community means to them. And so if you've never shopped at, you know, Uncle Bob's Shoes before, by God, you're going to go shop at Uncle Bob's Shoes when they reopen, you know? And so they really actually helped businesses by just reaching out via humanity, just by being decent humans. And if we can do more of that kind of thing as broadcasters, I think we're going to get a very good interest in our credit for having done that and develop good relationships. You know, we have to get back to this is not radio. It's people, it's life, it's music, it's news, it's what's going on, it's public service, it's selling content and product. You know, what we do is people and life. Radio is just the way to get it out there. And when we run into trouble is when we forget that.
That's for sure. And we know that living patterns are totally out of whack, too. I mean, people are working from home, if they're working at all. This is obviously changing media consumption habits and not always in favor of our traditional broadcast. So what does a radio station brand need to do to keep listeners listening, or at least get them back if they found something else in between?
Let's take a page out of public radio. Very quickly, local public radio station managers understood that morning drive and afternoon drive were off the table. And the podcasts doubled and tripled in listening. The same quality programming, but just doing it on demand, became the success story for public radio during COVID. So while the actual listeners in the car are down, and maybe listeners in the kitchen are down, the podcast listeners to the brand have increased. And I think we need to look at that and understand that right now, remember, it happened during the 70s and 80s when the AOR format happened. They realized that the rock listeners didn't even wake up until 11 in the morning. You know, they were like a night people, and they'd be like up all night, maybe smoking pot or just partying or going to concerts. And they didn't get up till 11. So they really put their personalities toward the middle of the day, afternoon, and late at night. That's where guys like Jim Ladd and those guys really made their bones. Yes, that was it. Made their bones at night because that's when the audience was up. And I think we have to serve our audience. We have to find out when they listen, when they care about it, and we need to serve our audience. And right now, I think a lot of, particularly in public radio, they're understanding that to be of best service to your audience, to give the listeners what they want and need, it is to make yourself available as a podcast. Now, when something's going on live and there's an incident happening and someone turns on the radio and they want to know what's going on and they're hearing something that's voice tracked or not live, we have failed our audience.
I totally agree with you there, Valerie. But today, as a local PD or even a host, you're really in the business of triage right now, right? If you were working at the local level, what would your triage list look like?
Okay. First of all, it's does everybody have what they need to work from home? And the Roadcaster, Comrex, I mean, we are blessed to have these equipment makers make their equipment available to us and reasonably priced. And I'm not working for Comrex, I'm not working for Rode. But I have to say, I am so grateful that these people have made their products available to every single broadcaster. And now you can broadcast from your kitchen table or your bedroom closet. Okay. And I think that the most important thing is, does everyone have what they need to be able to get on air and to be able to do their show?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And, you know, maybe that includes soundproofing, and people are understanding that Yeah, you can have the fancy soundproofing, but you can also use pillows and a couple of blankets and towels, and that works just as well. Might not be, you know, home and garden beautiful, but you can make a home studio basically out of the closet or, you know, your kitchen table. We're getting very used to the barking dogs in the background and the crying babies, and that's just how it goes. That's our new world order. The same way you're getting used to turning on the TV and seeing a News Nightly show, and people are basically in t-shirts, jeans, and the women are not wearing makeup. And that's how it goes. This is just what it is right now. We have made a shift into homegrown, homemade, because we're making the best of it. And really, it's what people have to say. Now, one of my favorite things, I was working with a radio show, and they were saying, how can we reflect life when we're not in life? Our world has become very small. We're in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going anywhere. We're going to the market. And one woman that I work with, I probably won't say her name because I haven't asked her if I could tell this story, but a lot of this went on the air. She was in the market and she observed how rude people were being to one another. And her idea was during COVID, during a pandemic, why are people being rude? They're afraid of each other. They're angry with each other. They're walking around defensive. And, you know, where is the milk of human kindness? And why are people so afraid and anxious all of the time? And she opened up phones and it was a floodgate. The next day she did a show. Well, there had been a guy who'd written an article and the headline was, "You're petting the cat wrong," about how living with other people just aggravate the crap out of you, even if they're people you love with your whole heart and soul. Being together 24/7 wasn't ever the plan, even with tribal creatures. You know, we come from monkeys. We're supposed to be in a pack in a tribe, and we like to be in a tribe. But being together 24/7 is a little close for comfort. And so she did a show about what drives you crazy. You know, the crunching of the ice cubes, you know, the rattling of the newspaper, whatever it is that's making you nuts about the people you live with. And that show, that topic took off for a week. So when your world gets small, reflect your world. When your world is large, reflect your large. What it is that the personal is universal. And so continue to be like all artists, to observe life, to talk about what you are going through, you know, and some of it is just, I'm bored. And one radio person went on air and said, are you bored? What are you doing to break through the boredom?
There you go.
And the kinds of things, and they all posted videos to show, you know, the whole family that dressed up like Marvel characters and went out and took out the garbage. You know, I mean, just stuff you're doing.
Well said, Valerie. She is the coach to the stars, Valerie Gellert. Somebody you'd like to hear from? Well, we'd love to hear your suggestions. Just email us, show@brandwithondemand.com.
And to get the complete show notes, including links to Valerie's website, her books, Dave's one-minute Martinizing, and other cool stuff, just text the word Notes on Demand to 44222. That's Notes on Demand, one word, to 44222.
Coming up, Valerie shares some opportunities that many, including you, may find hiding in plain sight.
Hi, this is Dave Tyler from Music Master Scheduling, here with another Music Master raving fan.
Hi, I'm Jeff McCarthy, Vice President of Programming for Duke Wright's Midwest Communications. Why do we succeed? Using Music Master for over 30 years. There, now you know our secret.
Ready to become a Music Master raving fan? Get in touch at musicmaster.com/sales.
Opportunities hidden in plain sight. Plain sight. Brand with On Demand.
We're back with Valerie Gellert. Valerie, in the post-COVID era, what's the one opportunity for radio that you see today, which many broadcasters may end up finding hiding in plain sight?
Here's the situation we're in. We are in the middle of a shift and a change in the world, the likes of which we have never seen. Okay? So people are using the word uncharted waters, unprecedented times. These are those days. Nobody has a crystal ball, and I mean no one. So we are seeing broadcast organizations change. We are seeing talent change. We are seeing shifts at the top. We are seeing huge things move. I have a friend who works in business investments, and he made a lot of money looking at where is the need, not where is the desire or how things have always been done. You will never go right looking back and saying, I wish things were the way they used to be. And I think one of the black holes that a lot of people in radio are jumping into is this longing for a memory of the good old days, which are gone and the door is closed and we must move forward. There's what's right, what's wrong, and then there's what is. Here's what is. We've lost a lot of audience because there's so many other exciting, shiny objects for the audience to choose from. We are no longer the only girl on the desert island. There's a choice. And because of that, we have to be better, find ways to serve the community uniquely. If you can take your listeners on a journey that they can't get anywhere else, then you will win. And one of the secrets of that is personality and unique ideas. This friend of mine who is the investor, I asked him now, I said, well, okay, here we are in COVID. Where should we invest money? And he said, you should put your money in companies that make boxes because everybody's getting things from Amazon and there's an increase in boxes. Look at where there's a need. So he's putting money into Kimberly-Clark. And by the way, this is not an endorsement for investing in Kimberly-Clark. It was an idea from a conversation. So I just want to make sure that I'm not a financial
advisor. Yeah. Right.
But he, exactly. Thank you, Dave. But he had said, look around and see what's happening, you know? And if you have a mail order business or you work in anything having to do with packaging, those businesses are booming right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look, try to find the holes and fill those needs. And the holes right now are that people are anxious, they're nervous, people have been together cooped up too long, and there's a lot of unrest in the culture. And if you can do things to serve those needs and connect people, in a disparate world, in a scary time, in a dangerous culture right now. If you can find things to make the life better for people using radio, which is a delivery system about people and life, then we need our artists, we need our entertainers to help get us through, we need our storytellers, we need to have people who can give us information so that we can get insight, and most importantly, humans need to feel they are moving forward. They say the life that is a success is one that has, you know, you have someone to love, something to hope for, something to believe in, and something to do. And to make sure that every broadcaster is doing those four things, and then it will be okay.
Bravo, Valerie.
Yep.
Bravo. Our thanks to the always insightful and helpful Valerie Geller. You'll find links to Valerie's bio, her website, presentations, all available in the show notes. Just text Notes on Demand to 44222.
Thanks to our executive producer, the always powerful Cindy Huber. And coming up next, the force behind smart radio databasing, permission marketing. Also the author of Tribes and worldwide marketing guru, Seth Godin. Next.
That's a wrap, Tipper. Have fun at what you do. It'll make a difference, we promise you. We'll talk about it in the 1 Minute Martinizing. Find it in the show notes at brandwithondemand.com. I'm Dave Martin.
And I'm Kipper McGee. May all your brandwidth be wide.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.